FM 90.3 WJTL Sonic Flood. I want to know you, Circa 71, So Alive, and Matt Maher, your grace is enough. Good morning, 722.
Hey, this is intern Riley with the weather. Today we're looking at a sunny, breezy day, high of 82. Tonight staying clear, dropping to a low 59. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 80. Saturday, sunny, high of 84. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 88. And right now, it is sunny 67 in Lancaster.
This morning, our very special guests from Crossworld, Joel Jenny and Craig Miller, hanging out with us. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
Great to have you here. Craig Miller and his family have been serving in Spain as missionaries and disciple makers for the past 9 years with Crossworld. Before that, Brazil.
That's right.
And Craig, you have a lot of great stories to share from what God has been doing through your ministry. Tell us one.
I think that's the most amazing thing is, you know, we get to do a lot of traveling. That's great. But really, you actually travel and then you stay in one place and make friends for a very long time. And so there was this one friend I had, just because we had weekends off, sometimes we would take off and go. I used to surf with my son. And so Marcos was a guy who was a surf instructor, and he was just a really fun guy to be around. And he surfed an incredible sport. It's called kite surfing. It's kind of like when you take a surfboard and cut off the sharp ends.
Yeah.
You know, and then you attach a parachute to your stomach, and you just take off, you know, on the waves.
Wow.
It's pretty radical. I know Rick does that on weekends,
wow,
too.
Wow, sure.
so he was an instructor for that. So he was kind of a wild guy. And we had lots of fun together, mountain bike together with him. Well, one day I was checking out his social media, and he had something spiritual. And this is a guy who was not at all interested in spiritual things. So the next morning I got up early, went down to the beach, and I sat down next to him at breakfast. And I said, "Hey, Marcos, tell me what's up. I saw something on social media." And he said, "You know, I've never really figured out why I belong here in this world, and what do I believe? I mean, I've made it, I have my own business and everything, but I'm just lost. I don't know what I believe." You know, and I'd known him for years, and I simply said, I asked permission, I said, "Would you like to hear what I believe?" And he said, "Yes, I would." He pulled out a piece of paper and a pen right there on the beach, and he wrote down notes, the full salvation message, and basically told that back to me at the end of that time. And he came to Christ. And I just would like to say to you, Fred, that there are so many people that are hungry, but they don't know who to trust. They need deep friendships that go way back so that they can actually come to Christ. And it was amazing because just 6 months later, God called him home in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, my.
And I was just so relieved to know that I will see my friend Marcos someday in heaven.
Yeah.
And I think that's what compels us to get in a plane, go overseas, live life with other people, and learn languages, because heaven or hell is at stake.
Wow. That's a great story. And Joel Jenny is with us. He is a mobilizer at Crossworld. And Joel, if folks would like to do what Craig is doing, what many other folks are doing with Crossworld, what's the first step to getting involved?
Well, the best way to do that is to go to our website, crossworld.org, and there's opportunity to ask a question. So you can ask a question, or if you're like looking for opportunities, you can find out about different opportunities. Most of the time, they're going to connect you back to somebody like me to answer your questions. And so I'd be happy to answer questions of people that go to the website, crossworld.org, and move forward that way. There's lots of opportunities.
Are there short-term opportunities to get your feet wet, so to speak?
Yeah, so we have vision trips coming up in 2019. That's kind of like the shortest version of just kind of getting an idea of what is this thing called, that we do of disciple making in these other areas of the world. There's 2 to 3 month or 2 to a year long internships, as well as apprenticeship for up to 2 years, which is where you really are getting into it then and trying to get experience and learning from experienced workers, disciple makers on the field. And then obviously people who are looking long term, we're looking for people who want to start that process of moving long term to another area of the world to make disciples.
The start is online, crossworld.org. Check it out today, crossworld.org. Joel and Craig, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, Olivia, you too. Great to have Olivia with us too. Guys did a great job. Back to the music we go with Sanctus Real. This is Confidence.